we're ready to go. All the board members are present, and Superintendent Davis and Jared Black. We will begin by standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We welcome you all here, too. I'm glad you're here, and we're glad to be at Emory High. We'll begin with the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes for August 2018, financial reports for August 2018. Are there any discussions or anything that hasn't been cleared up with Jared or others?
I move that we accept them as they've been presented to us.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Personnel actions, names for approval.
Yes, there are a lot of them. I'd like to recommend the following, and for the positions as specified, Stephanie Bacon, Green River High School Counseling Secretary, Kathleen Goldman Fredrickson, Green River High School Title I Aide, Judith Trejo, Green River High School ELL Aide and Facilitator, Tracy Wareham, Bookcliff Elementary Title I and Speech Aide, Rick Bird, Canyonview Middle School Cross Country Coach, Jody Wilson, San Rafael Middle School Cross Country Coach, Shandy Magnuson, Cottonwood Elementary Technology Assistant, Kimberly Rasmussen, Cottonwood Elementary Kindergarten Teacher, Nanette Harrison, Cleveland Elementary Lead Preschool Teacher, Adrian Jensen, Cleveland Elementary Preschool Aide, Anjanette Shipley, Cottonwood Elementary Lead Preschool Teacher, Kimberly Williams, Cottonwood Elementary Preschool Assistant, Natalie Boncher, Farron Elementary Preschool Assistant, Morgan Donaldson, Emory High Assistant Volleyball Coach, and then on the updated version, Desiree Ruth Richardson, Cleveland Elementary Lands Trust Aide. I would recommend those for your consideration.
Okay, any discussion on any of those names?
I move that we approve them as presented.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Policy action, update to policy GEC, leaves and absences.
This policy update is a result of the negotiations for this year, and one of the things that was agreed upon was a change to how we administer sick and personal leave, and so the proposed policy update has additional language and takes out original language to clarify those changes. That's really what it is. So if you have any questions or any suggestions that you wanted to make before finalizing, I'm happy to answer those questions.
Any questions? I think we pretty well discussed this in our other meetings and agreed to it in our negotiations. So a motion is in order.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? extracurricular pay schedule.
Okay, and then this is an update to the extracurricular schedule, which is the schedule that we use to pay coaches or advisors for certain activities at the middle schools and the high schools. And this update includes a couple of changes. First is to add a head cross country coach position at the two middle schools, as that was approved as an extracurricular activity last board meeting for the middle schools. So those positions are added on. And then we've also made some updates to a handful of Green River High School's coaching amounts. Some of those are just minor, anomalies that have been on the schedule for a few years that align those positions with similar positions. And then also some of the, there are some positions down at the bottom, athletic director, let me get there and.
Sterling Scholar.
Okay, Sterling Scholar. Student Council, where those have been at about half the rate that we've had at Emory High School. And so trying to balance the idea of you're going to a lot of the same meetings, but also you're not working with as many kids, proposing to move those to 75% of what the rate is for Emory High for those three positions that are there at the bottom of the schedule.
I just wondered, yeah, how come cross country is so much higher in Green River than it is in the other Emory High School?
Is it the boys and girls?
Is it because they're doing both?
It's both.
Okay.
And
just wanted to clarify
that. Yeah, and that's one that it's been that way since the beginning of time, so to speak, at least before, previous to when I'm aware.
Okay.
And but the idea is that it's one person coaching both.
All right, just wanted to have that clarified.
Most of these things, you know, are about Green River, and there, I had a couple of questions. Like cross country, I mean, is there any way we can make that kind of like a sliding scale kind of thing as to how many are participating? Because, I mean, there might be a year where you have three kids come out for cross country and another year where you have 15. So it doesn't seem, I guess you still have to beat all the practices, but there might be some years where you only have boys come out.
Right.
And then maybe it would be half the amount. And Sterling Scholar, we have years where we have one kid. That certainly isn't as taxing as doing six or seven, so.
Roy, do you believe that if the compensation was higher, that the advisor or coach would put more into it, maybe recruit kids into those programs?
They might. I know it's hard to recruit kids. And I think in junior high cross country, they'll probably participate well. I think in high school, not so much.
Yeah.
They have so many opportunities to participate in so many things, they start cutting things out.
Yeah, that is pretty high if they're just having three kids that they have to.
Yeah, if they've got 10, 15 kids, I mean, I coached track before and I had a year where I had 20 kids and I had a year where I had three. So.
Maybe we ought to hold off and look at the numbers.
Table it.
Until we can see the numbers for that, because I agree, I think
as far as the major sports, like volleyball, I mean, yeah, they've got full teams, JV, varsity, and they're coaching.
Yeah.
As many days as they are at Emory High, and as many,
track,
about as many kids, although we don't usually have a freshman team.
Mm-hmm.
And basketball, volleyball, baseball, those are all sports where you get a lot of participation. Not as much in track, cross country, and maybe none in Sterling Scholar. I think we had one Sterling Scholar last year, but we haven't had some for a while.
It's a program that Casey's putting a lot of emphasis on right now, trying to build that. And we did have one, and she was a runner-up, so that was a good start.
Yeah. Some years we have kids that could be in the running there, so. Okay.
So do you want to table it, and let's look into it a little bit further and
maybe
get some input?
Maybe just in a couple of sports. I always think that maybe like on cross country and track, it could be on a sliding scale, and maybe that would make the coach want to recruit harder and try to get kids to come out.
Mm-hmm. Get more money.
But I worked my tail off trying to get kids to come out and track, and it usually lasted a day.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't want to be there, they don't show up.
Well, and it's not fair to pay them if they don't have students, so.
And all the meets are on Saturday, so they don't get out of school either.
Yeah.
It's like you gotta like it or you're not gonna.
That's true. That is true. Okay, well let's look into that further, maybe get some input from Casey on that and look at it again next board meeting. Would that be a problem with payout for the coaches? I don't think they.
Well, if we were paying anything out, we'd just pay it at the current rate.
At the current rate.
Okay. Adjust it as needed.
So you need a motion to table it?
Doesn't hurt.
That's not.
I have moved that we table it.
Okay.
For further investigation.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thanks for that input, Roy. That's,
mm-hmm.
we don't really know what goes on there. We are to the principal's report. Principal Gordon.
Well, I guess I'll excuse Mr. Stilton. I don't know where he's this morning. He was planning on being here, so I don't know. So I don't know if I'm going or not, but I guess I'm excusing him. But thanks for being here. We appreciate what you do and appreciate the district office staff as well. I guess first of all, I want to thank our counselors for all the work they have put in this summer and the crunch time the last few weeks before school to try to help our schedule and try to get kids in and kind of balance classes out. It was really tight this year and trying to make things work, keep teachers happy. So anyway, I want to give them a shout out because they've done an excellent job. I just want to talk to you a little bit about our new hires that have replaced Mr. Keel. We have one full-time and then Mr. Warwood's at Canyon View and Emory High. But so with Brian Snow, we did hire him and he is kind of doing our construction classes. He's doing an electrician class this year, Woods, on one day, and then his other day he does all the medical classes, anatomy, physiology, medical terms and all that. So he's, one day he wears a tie, the other day he wears his carpentry clothes. So he's and I haven't heard anything bad. It's been good. Then Mr. Warwood Dane, he's at Canyon View in the morning, and then over here he's doing robotics and engineering, CAD, architectural CAD and cabinets. So it's been really good. Our classes, class size has really increased out there. There are a lot of kids and a lot of interest. So it's a good thing. And I think a lot of it, Dan Springer built it up and kids were excited to have Dan and then he left. But anyway, they're excited about Dane and Brian. So just a couple other things we have going. We started senior CCRs, college and career ready, meetings with seniors and parents. That started today. And that kind of runs through the 13th. We have a blood drive coming up here. Parent-teacher conference coming up on the 26th. We have our junior CCR scheduled. You can see sophomore schedule, freshman scheduled. We're only a couple weeks in, so I think everybody's settling in. Teachers are settling in. Students finding where they're supposed to be, and it's. I think everything's going really well right now. As far as our grading and our testing, haven't been released yet. We did change our homework class. We're trying it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week, and maybe some of our reasoning is coaches are a little more lenient on Monday nights, and if there are some athletes that may need to get into homework class a little bit on Monday night, or anybody else, it might work out better. And so we're trying Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 3 to 6 instead of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But so far it's been a good fit, and we've had students here. So we still have our Edgenuity program, credit recovery, some of our Capital Alley projects from the summer. We replaced the lights in the Sparta Center with LED lights, and it made a huge difference. Everybody loves them. They look really nice. Also, the outside of the auditorium, we improved our locker rooms down there, or at least our team room. Got new lockers that will lock, and kids are responsible now. We are making them get a combination lock, and they're being responsible. And so that'll be a good thing. Get rid of some theft down there. A couple other things there. Also, so our professional development, we're still doing some trainings. And Doug Johnson is setting up a lot of these with Canvas, Google Docs, Classroom, smart boards, some older teachers that wanted smart boards to give it a try. So we're going to set that up. And so we do have a lot of trainings to help teachers. We have purchased in the last couple of years like 6 carts of Chromebooks, and they're being used all day long, so it's good. Everybody's kind of sharing them from period to period, and it's been a good thing. We're doing our Spartan Reward program still, and I think Mrs. DeBrio touched base a little bit on that. Our handbook's online. You can still go visit EHS several drills. Each period, we're doing different drills that we're required to do. AP tests, last year we had 22 total tests taken and 14 exams passed. One really high note, the AP calculus, there was 8 out of 8 passed, so that was really, really
amazing.
Good. Christy, she did an awesome job there. The kid's really good. So testing this year, obviously it's ACT for juniors, and then for our sophomore and freshmen, it's called the Spire Plus. Kind of a little mini ACT. So our teachers are preparing students for that. We're still planning on doing ACT boot camp with USU Eastern. We got some good feedback from that last year from students, and we'll attempt that again this year. Drug testing, we had approximately 340 kids participate in extracurricular activities that were in the drug testing pool. We tested 140, there were no positives, so I think what we're doing is good. I mean, we know there's things out there, but kids participating are in check a little bit. Our numbers this year, we're up to 634 students, which is a pretty big jump from last year. And then next year's jump as well, so we're a little concerned where to put kids. And
good problem.
Kind of working on a little project to present to Mr. Davis and the board a little bit, just that we might need a teacher or two or whatever. We're just going to throw it out there to you, and hopefully we'll fee waiver students, right now we have 75. You can see the dollar amount. There's several students who haven't paid fees or, you know, this year so far, but Paula does a great job of getting all the fees collected. So, and then here's just some numbers, kind of a number of our faculty and staff. We're large, I feel. A lot of people participating here, a lot of people helping out, doing their job, and it's you know, I think everybody gets along well. We're trying to do the best we can. So that's my report. I hope you get some goodies before you leave. And does anybody have any questions? Mrs. DeBry's going to give a little spill from the counselor as well. But if you have any questions, I'd certainly answer.
You know, I have just a comment. I had reason to come walk through the school picking up a grandson, and I was absolutely blown away by the weight room, by the improvements that have been done in there, and kind of looking into it, it sounds as if Ferd has done most of that on his own time and with his own money.
He's done a lot of it on his own, and he borrowed Aldemont's machines and tools with his brothers over there, cutting out metal, fabricating it all summer. And
anyway, wow, it's phenomenal. If you get a chance, you may want to go walk and look through it.
Our counselors can tell you how many students are in FERS classes, but it's up around 40.
Maybe you shouldn't divulge that, huh?
But it's, kids are working hard every period. I mean, it's unbelievable what he's doing, and I see a difference in the kids' attitudes, their confidence. You know, they're walking around sore as can be for a while, but then they start flexing and thinking they're pretty tough, so it's good. He's done a good, really good job.
And the ninth graders, are they assimilating well?
Yeah, it was really noisy for 2 or 3 days, and they really didn't know where to fit in, where to hang out. I think they've settled in. It's a really good group of ninth graders, I think. A lot of really bright kids. It's a big class.
They're still a little nervous, so usually till January, when the newness wears off, get a little more.
A little more normal.
I have a daughter here as a freshman, so I kind of follow her around just a little bit.
Good.
But it's going well.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that, and appreciate all you do and your staff. And it seems like you've got a good cohesive team that works well together, and that's just a recipe for success. So thank you, and thank your staff for us.
Thanks.
Jed.
Also,
sorry.
Thank Stephen and Emory High for there's 3 teachers that have volunteered to help present some classes down in Green River over IBC.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
And
that's a big deal.
We really appreciated all the work that Stephen has done and Doug in helping us get that ready to go in Green River. And I think it's been a real good thing, and I've been really impressed with the teachers that have participated in that, that they're positive, they're excited about it, and we just appreciate Emory High for standing up and saying, yeah, we're all one, we're one district, we'll work together, so.
So our teachers, we have Peter Moulton, he's piping down the Spanish class. Brian Snow's doing his medical terminology, and then Sean Bell's doing law enforcement.
Oh, good.
Great.
I've had a little interaction with, I have a boy in the Spanish class, Bronze, in there, and it's, they've had fun interacting with kids from Green River, and it's been a pretty positive thing, so.
Good.
Good.
The teachers are kind of adapting, they have the machine there to where it can see them, and they see, you know, there's good interaction, and you can hear, and it's kind of cool. I think the kids like it, so.
They're used to it, aren't they?
Yeah.
That technology stuff. Thank you very much. So do you want to do your counselor part now, Mrs. DeBry?
That's a loaded question.
You want to, would you mind doing it, Dana?
Sure, thank you. Oh, I threw Darlene under the bridge.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, so it's about time you get.
Under the bridge, not the bus.
Yeah. And when you're over checking out the weight room, you should swing by the counseling office.
Thank you.
They redid the Tammy's desk area and it is beautiful. It is much more inviting, it is much more professional, it's nice. It's really nice, it looks good, and it's.
Inside the bathroom stall, the ladies' room says if you need a smile or some kindness, you can come into Mrs. DeBry's office.
Oh.
Really?
That's an endorsement right there, yeah.
What?
It's above the.
Ladies' room. Well, Dana has made these, I can't remember what they're called, potty posters or potty, or. Well, we still buy them from SUU, if you go down there. They have what's called the toilet times.
Yep.
So you can read them while you're in there doing your business, but, so we're gonna try it. It's kind of part of our Spartan wellness. This month is kindness, so there are some tips about being kind on there, and they will switch them out every month. So, oh, it's just another avenue, hopefully, to reach out to kids when they probably least expect it. When they might have to put their phone down for a minute. So, but we do appreciate Mr. Gordon updating our counseling office. It's not open right now, but we can open it if you want to pop in there and check it out. It is very nice, we've had lots of compliments on it. And we are excited to be in there. The only problem is we can't find anything, because we had to reorganize everything, but we're not complaining at all, so we do love it.
It's beautiful. It looks beautiful. Okay, it was a really busy summer for most of us. And yet here we are again, 3 weeks into the new school year already. And our focus, as Dana said, is to be kinder. We've got some different displays around the school expressing that desire that everyone just be a little kinder to each other. Registration went smoother than expected, especially for me because I was out of town. But from what I've heard and been told, it did seem to go smoother than we were a little bit worried about it, because after we recognized quickly after registration last May that we were going to have some hiccups. We spent several hours over the summer sorting things out, and we think we have it figured out. So we're hoping this next spring, and I have notes for you, this next spring should go much, much smoother, and we're hoping for that. Okay.
We did do registration online, was our biggest change this year. That's kind of where most of our hiccups come, because it was a little bit of a learning curve for us. But we did get lots of positive feedback from parents. And things, it did go a lot better. We're planning on moving forward with that and working out those kinks, so hopefully it's a lot smoother. But overall, it was a positive registration process. And I didn't want to kill Darlene because she was out of town and left me here to deal with everybody, but it did, it helped out a lot, I think, so it was good. Good change.
Good change. Both Dana and I received several comments from ninth graders last year that would come in with, well, they were scared of their teachers. And this wasn't, didn't have anything to do with the teachers. It had to do with the social skills and things that some of the ninth graders were struggling with. And we would ask them, well, did you talk to your teacher about this? And the answer was always no. You know, do I need to do that? And so we decided to hold a ninth grade orientation for the freshmen. We did it on August 2nd. And we included as many of the ninth grade teachers that could come. And we brought the freshmen in, and we had games planned and different interacting activities between them and the teachers where they had to talk to each other, they had to play games with each other and things, hopefully making that a little bit easier for when the freshmen come in. We did get some good feedbacks from the students and their parents. Dana and I would ask them when they would come into our section, do you feel better? Are the teachers as scared as you thought they were? And they were, no, they were a lot of fun. So we hope to continue with that activity in the future. Mr. Gordon, I'm sorry. We didn't let you know we're starting the CCRs for the seniors next week. Because this week was just too crazy, so.
I thought all the phone calls were because of that today, but.
We're scheduling them for next week.
Yeah, we're scheduling them for next week. So they'll start next week. And the senior and sophomore classes will be conducted in groups, and we're going to hold them in the little theater this year. The juniors and the freshmen will be individual students with their parents. Our goal is to complete all the CCRs by mid-December. Even though the seniors and sophomores are taught in a group, parents and students are encouraged to make an appointment with the counselor if they feel they need more individualized guidance. College Day, which was previously held in the fall for the senior class, has been changed to the spring for the junior classes. The explanation I was given by the colleges was they wanted to get a jump on the juniors in the spring rather than wait until the fall, you know, with the senior class. And so last year was the first year we did that. We actually did the seniors and the juniors last year. And it was interesting to see a lot of the juniors that it seemed to get them more excited and a little more nervous that they had to take their senior year a little bit more seriously then. So that will be in the spring this year, not in the fall. However, College Application Day will still be held for the senior class November 14th. We'll also have a FAFSA night that night from 3 to 6, and then the students that want to will be invited over to an open house at USU Eastern where they will hand out on-the-spot scholarships and things for students who have got their FAFSA and things done. We're continuing the weekly social skills group held each Tuesday with Jennifer Thomas and Stacy Moss as the instructors. Ammon Sorensen is continuing providing individual student counseling each week. Both Ammon and Jennifer will be teaching anxiety and resiliency coping skills to all students in their language arts classes at the end of this month. And Jonathan Faber will also hold a class. We haven't got everything figured out on that, if it's going to be a full group or just during, you know, several groups during the day on the dangers of pornography in October.
We'll have law enforcement involved in that too, or some either county attorney, law enforcement agency to help with that.
Okay. The second page of your handout shows the concurrent enrollment offering at Emory High School this year and the numbers of students who are currently enrolled. It's a great thing.
Those numbers are not final, as concurrent enrollment won't wrap up until September 21st. Students point out, we did add, Justin Thornley gets to teach an, it's an ag business credit from Snow College. He was approved to teach that, that's his animal science two class, so that is concurrent enrollment, and so we're happy to have that, we're glad he's willing to do that for us, and to get that from Snow.
It was a great thing to sit down with the junior today and pull up the requirements for the degree she's gonna work towards over at Utah State, and check off, you know, 18 credits that she's already done, it was really, really neat, okay. Spartan Pride Rewards is a program that we started last year and will continue this year. Faculty members were given postcards and encouraged to write a positive note to parents about their students. The student would deliver the card to the office for a bi-weekly drawing for prizes. After the drawing, the counseling office would receive the postcards and mail them home to their parents. Students were very excited to earn the reward cards, as were their parents. So we had kids that were standing on their heads practically to get one of these reward cards, which was a good thing, was a really good thing, and it was good for the teachers to have to look for positive things. Some of the teachers actually gave rewards out to every kid in their class, which was wonderful. And that's a real building thing, so. And that's all I have, if you have any questions.
You go, you do a lot of work and deal with a lot of problems, we appreciate what you do. It's a nice to have a place that the kids can go and feel like they can get help. It's a big deal to them. So thank you for all you do, and it's a big deal to kids and students, so thank you.
That senior timeline is just what Dana has prepared that will go out to each senior at their CCRs.
Right.
And they are pretty.
They are nice.
Very nice. Yeah, they are nice.
Wanna frame it or something, yeah. Looking good, thanks.
Want them to stick them on their fridge and look at them.
Yeah.
Put them over the urinals.
It works.
Thank you. We'll go to the superintendent's report.
Okay, just an update on our staffing. We did have a resignation shortly after school started. Andy Polaney decided to retire. And we are in the process now of collecting applications and letters of transfer for math science at Canyon View Middle School. That will be open until filled, hopefully sooner rather than later.
I hope so.
Under good news, just to let you know that Stephanie Roper will be honored in a Teacher of the Year program tomorrow. It's at the downtown Marriott in Salt Lake City. I'll be attending that event. She is a finalist. That has been publicized. Maybe you've seen that, but she's one of five from the state contending for that honor. So we're very proud of Stephanie. And we also received word yesterday about our third grade Dibbles reading scores. I'd like to have Ralph come up and give you that good news.
Oh. I'm glad to have some good news, Ralph.
This is really good news. The state target for growth, typical or better growth, based on first of year scores, beginning of year, beginning of year and end of year scores, is 47.83. That's what the state has determined we should do for third grade. And our district scored 92.01%.
Wow.
There are only 10 districts and charters in the state of Utah that scored higher than we did.
Wow.
Out of over 130 districts and charters. The state average for districts was 72.35, and the state average, including charters, was 71.90. So we did well. We're putting a lot of emphasis in literacy for the early years. It's changes going to be made. First of all, they're raising the target from 47.83 to 60. And we will be first, second, and third will be reporting rather than just third. So we're anxious to, you know, we know that the bar has been raised. We're putting a lot of emphasis there, but we feel confident that we'll be able to reach our growth next year, even though we're adding more students, more grades, and the bar is higher. The good news is we really did well this year. Last year's actually scores, but this year's when we received it. So I feel really good about that. 92.01 is really good, you know, considering there's only 10 in the entire state out of 130 plus districts and charters that scored better than every school district. Yeah.
That shows a commitment on our teachers, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, not just the third grade teachers, but kindergarten,
right,
first, second.
Right, exactly.
And
preparing
as
them.
As Ralph said, that's an emphasis.
Second grade. We can thank.
Say that our new Region Wonders program maybe is that 3 years adopted? Maybe that really has something to do with it too, is like we're into the program.
That's a good point.
Doing well.
Yeah. We'll take whatever works well, won't we? Yeah. Yes, second grade, we got it.
Don't
worry. Well, thank you. We can at least thank one teacher that's here.
The teacher that showed up.
The teacher that showed up. We would give you a clap, too. That's just great. It's just a great thing. So.
You want me to go on?
Yeah, please. Sorry.
You have a enrollment report there. Ralph also compiled these numbers. We appreciate that. You can see the district is up by about 20 students over last year overall, which is a good thing. Stephen mentioned Emory High took a huge jump. That is due in part to a fairly small graduating class last year and a rather large ninth grade class coming in, resulting in over enrollment growth of over 50 students, which is quite significant. Huntington showed the biggest decline in students. We're not exactly sure, other than just move outs. There have been some transfers last year from Cleveland to Huntington, but we don't believe that contributed to the loss of students at Huntington, even though they had to cap those numbers. So it's just trends, bumps and dips and things like that. But the good news is that our enrollment is up. So do you have any questions about the enrollment numbers in any of those schools or overall? Couple of things in development. I mentioned to the board in a previous meeting that we were working with some of our highly effective teachers as appointees to as curriculum specialists, and I've been contacting those. It's been very successful so far. I have not been turned down by any of these teachers, and I can tell you right now that Tawny Jensen from Green River will be the math specialist. Diane Carter from Emory High, the secondary literacy specialist. Jeff Wingett in Gifted and Talented. Yvonne Jensen will be doing science. And Casey Flucky will be doing library and media. And I should note that Casey is taking on the challenge of reactivating the library at Green River. It's been dormant for years.
Wow.
But she's trying to get that going again. She has a teacher who has assigned the library at least one period. She's had the service center over there trying to get all of the equipment and the programs working so that they can start checking books in and out. So she was very excited to have an opportunity to serve as that media specialist.
I'm sorry, who did you say was the math? Remember?
Tawny Jensen.
Okay, Tawny, all right, I know Tawny.
And then, did you get all the other ones?
Yeah, I got the rest, thank you.
And there's one more, Neil Peacock will be social science. I still have a couple of other people to talk to, but we're making very good progress on that. And they have agreed to attend the curriculum and domain meetings, most of them being held at the state office, which will free up some time for Jed to devote to CTE growth and expansion, as we talked about. The Coal Country Strike Team through the University of Utah, this is new, it's kind of an interesting program. It's through the Kim Gardner Institute as part of the University of Utah, and they take on various economic projects around the state, and they have targeted the Carbon Emery area for economic development assistance.
Wow.
They've compiled all of the data that we're very familiar with. We use the data in our Talent Ready grant applications, and of course it clearly shows how depressed we're becoming, and they've recognized that, and they want to help. So they are working. I've had two conference calls with them. They'll be working with state and local leaders, including the school district, to help improve the economy, creating a plan of action, working with the congressional delegation, state legislators, business community, and USU Eastern on developing plans for economic development. The goal, it's quite lofty, is to increase net income by 10% for 10,000 middle class households by 2020.
That's
so
it is lofty.
That's lofty.
Wow.
But it is encouraging.
Yeah.
And I'm involved in this. This is not another state agency moving in to take over, or someone selling us snake oil or anything. This is a very reputable organization, the Kim Gardner Institute at the University of Utah. So
great.
Good.
I'll keep you updated on that as it moves forward. I had notification this morning that State Superintendent Sid Dixon is going to be visiting our school district, along with our state board representative, and that's Representative Huntsman.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be here with her. She'll have a couple of her assistant superintendents. She'll be here all day. And we are just now putting together an itinerary. But there will be either a breakfast or a lunch, not both. And the board is invited to that. So for now, just know that it's Tuesday, September 18th. And as I get more information, I'll send that out. And hopefully you'll be able to join State Superintendent Dixon.
Great.
At that. And she will be visiting several schools. She specified she wants to visit Emory High. I knew that would get your attention. And
we're going to an accreditation meeting that day.
Well, she's not here to disrupt your schedule, but she does want to visit Emory High. And also Bush Cliff Elementary in Green River.
Oh, wow,
so
good.
We'll welcome her, and she's very hands-on. She wants to get in the class, she wants to talk to teachers, visit with kids. She'll be very much involved. Update on committee, our Juvenile Justice Committee will be meeting Monday, September 17th. Laurel is representing the board on that. That will be at 3:30 at the district office. And that is my report.
Thank you very much. Any comments from any of you?
I just have to say,
yes,
talk
please
about,
do. No.
I recently spoke to a middle school principal from a different district, and he was at like a ball game, and I felt like I had to go support a niece at a ball game. And I just know that like Mr. Gordon's at everything, and he puts in tons and tons of extra time. I see him at all sorts of sporting events. When I went to high school here, I
You're being watched, so thank you.
It's just a lot of work.
They're hiding a little more.
There's a lot of commitment there, isn't there? And thank you for saying that.
And it's nice that you recognize it.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yes. We always like to hear positive things, appreciate that.
Seems like you're at about everything too.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I'm popular. I get invited to a lot of drill camps.
You're just popular.
Soccer camps, tennis camps, cheer camps.
Maybe you're kind of fun. Maybe they just want you around.
I go to everything.
Okay, we have personnel actions that we need to take care of in closed session meetings, so we need a motion.
I move that we go to closed session for that purpose.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? Thank you very much for.
Wow, this is a short one. My heavens.
Good.
Yeah.
Good one.
Do I have?